In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome everyone. It's Kathy B. with you today. And it's a brand new week, so happy Monday to you all. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope that you were able to get outside and breathe, as well as appreciate and just take in at least some of God's beautiful creation. And I know we haven't been able to see as much of that as we usually can. And I know for me, it's making me just more grateful for what I usually take for granted, and to even be able to see a sun that isn't orange or hazed over is a wonderful gift. Well, I can't fully know what you have come into this new week holding or thinking about, or what form of disarray you're feeling, but I want you to know that my hope, our hope really, and prayer is that this time that we spend together encourages you and provides a new and a fresh perspective in your life, and that it can help lift you above at least a little bit all of the layers of unknowns and challenges that can feel so heavy right now. I hope that it helps you see God more clearly and experience His presence in your life more fully. I know I sure need that. So before we get started today, let's take a holy minute to pause and take a few deep breaths and settle in and invite the Lord to be with you and to speak to you. To just remember that He delights in you coming to Him. Would you let Him know that you want and you need to hear from heaven today as you enter into these moments of silence? So let's just do that now. And after a minute, I'll read our scripture for today. Our passage from our lectionary or our Bible reading plan today is Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 25. Listen as I read. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in light of what Christ has done for us, and since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the fresh and living way that He inaugurated for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of Israel, the house of God, rather, let us draw near with a sincere heart in the assurance of that faith brings, because we have had our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. And let us hold unwaveringly to the hope that we confess, for the one who made the promise is trustworthy. And let us take thought of how to spur one another on to love and good works, not abandoning our own meetings, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and even more so because you see the day drawing near. I read someone's blog over this past weekend that kind of stopped me in my tracks. And the writer said in it that a lot of people think that the church is under attack right now. I think meaning by having our freedoms and our rights taken away or marginalized. But then they went on to say that in their mind, the more broad reality is the church isn't under attack, it's under a microscope. And especially unbelievers are looking more closely than ever at what we are really like in tough times. And that so resonated with me and made me think that we, the church, need to be a lot more concerned with keeping our eyes just laser focused on Jesus more than on ourselves and our rights. And I really hope that our passage and talking and reflecting on it today helps us. It starts with the profound reminder that Jesus paid the ultimate price by shedding his own blood to redeem us and to make us right with God for eternity. The curtain has been torn in two in the Holy of Holies, and we now have direct access to God. We don't even have to keep a safe distance from him, not even 6 feet. And we are encouraged to draw near with a sincere, real, like, this is who I am and what I'm struggling with heart. With the absolute assurance that faith brings. He is who he says he is, and what he did for us flung the door wide open, flung his arms wide open for us to have direct access to him. We're washed and we're clean. No more guilty conscience ever. So he says, step right up, draw near. And I just love that. And since we have that kind of relationship with our living God through our Lord Jesus, he invites us to respond, to hold unwaveringly, or another version says to hold unswervingly, to the hope that we confess. And I was thinking that we can choose to hold on to so many things right now, right? To promises that politicians are making, to that concept that life will get back to normal pretty soon kind of thing, or that our kids will be able to go back to school soon, or we'll be able to go back to the office, we'll be able to travel again, etc. Or we can hold unwaveringly to Jesus, who is our hope, who will never, ever let us down. And that, my friends, is the gospel in everyday life. And when we're living with that assurance, it can't help but overflow all around us and through us to others. And lastly, we're encouraged to not just keep this to ourselves, but to think about how we can spur one another on, or as one translation puts it, to provoke one another to love and good deeds that come from the source of our hope, Jesus. To spur one another on, or to provoke one another, literally means the ability to call something out of somebody, or to stimulate a strong emotion or reaction in someone that usually is unwanted. Consider, the writer to the Hebrews says, how you might provoke or call out the good in your neighbor, the good in your friend or your husband or wife. Think about what you can say or do that might bring out the best in the person that God's placed in your path today. Might even be on social media. Who knows? Maybe we could be different by bringing out the best or seeking to bring that out. And with those thoughts in mind, my friend, that are going on in our heads and our hearts, would you just allow me now to ask you a few questions to reflect on? The first is, how are you doing with drawing near to God? Do you know, really know, that you can bring your whole self to Him? Would you just take a moment and remember what He's done for you? And thank Him that you can draw near with absolute confidence, that you can bring everything you've got to Him. Thank Him that His arms are open wide. And I mentioned that Jesus is our hope that we can hold on to. But what we can hold on to and hope in, we can just hold on to and hope in so many other things. To what or to whom have you been holding on to? For security, peace, consolation? What have you been putting your hope in besides Him? Would you confess that to Him? And would you pray that the hope of Jesus, the hope of Jesus, will flow through you to others, in your family, and in your neighborhood? And God doesn't intend that we keep this hope to ourselves. He wants us to spur one another on to love and good deeds. My question for you is this: am I provoking or calling out, spurring on the good in my neighbor, my friend, my husband or wife? What might God be calling me to say or to do that might bring out the best in the person He places in my path today? Would you talk to Him about that now? And let me just close our time in prayer. Lord Jesus, would you make us instruments of your peace? And wherever we see hatred, would you allow us to sow love? And where we see or feel injury, would you use us to pardon? Where there is doubt, help us to bring faith. Where we notice there's despair, help us to bring your hope. Where there is darkness, to show your light. Where there is sadness, to exude your joy. so that when we're under the microscope, people who are searching will see the absolute hope of Jesus. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.